the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones, toll-free, talk, or text 844-967-2789. Crudy, just a side note, the WISDEMS, the Democratic Party of the State of Wisconsin, they have officially endorsed Mandela Barnes. So I think he's got a pretty good shoe-in to win.
Peter Pekarsky, you was robbed! Mandela gets the nomination of the party. That's great, Mandela. Congrats to you. I'm wondering if Joe Biden's going to address the nation about Zaghari, I believe, the Al-Qaeda leader that was droned today. And there could be other victories for Joe Biden, at least in the short run, legislative victories, depending on the outcome of a conversation between Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. I mean, do you want Joe Manchin as your ambassador trying to cajole Kyrsten Sinema to do the right thing?
I don't know if I want Joe Manchin mansplaining anything to anybody, man. So that's going to be a very interesting situation.
He says, Joe Manchin says he will talk to fellow centrist. Is that what they're calling her now?
Yeah, I guess.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema about supporting a broad tax reform and climate bill he negotiated with Senate Majority Leader Schumer that would reduce carbon emissions by 40% by 2030. Now, Sinema is kept silent. That's never a good policy. When Sinema's silent, that means she's scheming, Dom. You know, she's going to go all mavericky again. That's my thought. But Sinema has been silent about whether she will support the deal, which needs the votes of all 50 members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to pass. But now she gets to be a caucus of one. She has the fate of the world in her hands, and I just don't trust the woman.
No. Well, I mean,
so anyways,
Manchin,
hope it goes well
around,
for,
you know, I mean, so
for them.
Keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully she'll remember who voted her into that seat, and she will do the will of her constituents.
One other quick headline from thehill.com, Dom. You remember the running man, Josh Hawley, senator? You know, first he fist-bumped the January 6th insurrectionist, then he ran away. Well,
the guy who's writing a book about masculinity? That guy?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
okay.
He's masculine, all right. Josh Hawley has vowed to vote no on adding Sweden and Finland to NATO. Because he doesn't want to offend Putin? I'm not exactly clear. Here's a little of the explanation. Josh Hawley on Monday said he would vote against Finland and Sweden's bids to join NATO, a move that would go against most of his colleagues from both sides of the aisle. You know, so he's the most mavericky maverick this week. In an op-ed published by the National Interest, Hawley said the United States shouldn't expand its security commitments in Europe due to a more pressing threat with China. Finland and Sweden want to join the Atlantic Alliance to head off further Russian aggression in Europe. This is entirely understandable given their location and security needs, but America's greatest foreign adversary doesn't loom over Europe. It looms in Asia. I'm talking, of course, about the People's Republic of China. And when it comes to Chinese imperialism, the American people should know the truth. The United States is not ready to resist it. Expanding American security commitments in Europe would only make that problem worse and America less safe. So there's his logic. Don't spread us too thin, you know, by what? Supporting the Ukrainians
right.
Against the actual insurrection of the Russians because they cross borders, right? This is a war of aggression on Putin's part. But to add Sweden and Finland somehow, you know, contrarian to him because China. Sounds like some Trump logic.
Yeah,
or some Dom logic.
Sounds about right for the weakling coward that he is and a fake and a fraud. 844-967-2789. Got a few callers.
No, very, very courageous, I hear.
On the hook, let's get to him. Joe from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I could go wax on about Ron Johnson and his refusal to support the chip industry in the United States because nothing better than, of course, to
wax on, wax off. Do what you got to do, sister.
Make it happen, Joe.
Well, I'm telling you, I also want to say that I'm just ecstatic about the thought that you're going to have a country western station because country is lovely and you're just going to have a blast with that particular station.
Country and community station. because they incorporate a lot of local news. And, you know, they do local interviews during the process. Yeah, man, we're very excited.
Fabulous.
I'm looking forward to learning all about the country and community format.
It's going to be great. And then the last thing that I would add, because I know you've got other callers waiting, is that to anybody that's got any thoughts at all about the celebration at Hawks tomorrow, time to go out and have fun. It's really enjoyable to meet people there, have a beverage, hang out, see how things are going. It's a lovely, lovely bar. And I would tell you that Hawks has got probably the best, absolutely the best onion rings on the planet. Killer onion rings. So come for the onion rings, have a great time, and hope to see you there. I'll be there.
Awesome. We'll look forward to
awesome,
seeing you tomorrow, Joe.
Come for the onion ring, stay for the summer rager.
844-967-2789.
Wait, early weather report for tomorrow,
yeah,
Tuesday.
It's going to be
sunny.
Glorious.
Glorious.
Yes.
Glorious.
Oh,
see you at Hawks.
Summer in the Midwest. There is no place on the planet that is finer. Andy from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Welcome, Andy. What do you got?
Buddy, you better be at the party tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You can count on me, Joe. We'll be down there, and we'll buy you a beer or whatever, and I want to congratulate you, Crudy, on the expansion of the system. I think this is great. You know, you're going to get spread around, and I didn't know what you had up your sleeve when you were talking last summer, but now I kind of get the hang of it. So you're on the way, man. It's, you know, pretty soon you'll have the whole damn state covered, you know. You'll have everybody
my goal
listening to the devil.
Andy is to cover the entire back of Russ Feingold's hand.
Nice. 844-967-2789. We'll squeeze some more in. Dick from Madison, Wisconsin, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
First of all, congratulations, guys. It's awesome. And I feel better about being such a schlep, never sending any money during the downtimes. But you said that if you go to your sponsors, and I've given up way too much of my disposable income to the Jade Monkey. But anyway, there is some...
Too much or just enough? Yeah, let's hear the breaking news, Dick. Sorry to interrupt.
Breaking news from Rolling Stone. In the event of an indictment, Trump's lawyers are boning up for an indictment. And did you see Fat Boy this weekend at the golf tournament? Oh, my God, I've never seen a more haggard, pathetic-looking person in my life.
Yes, it was. He's not in great shape. And, yes, the Rolling Stone article we posted up on the Facebook page, the Devil's Advocates Radio. You know, they're looking for a fall guy. I mean, wasn't that a TV show from the 70s or 80s, man? Thanks for the call, Dick.
Lee Majors, right? Or maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
I don't know.
$6 Million Man.
That's Lee Majors for sure.
I don't think Donald Trump's got a net worth greater than $6 million at this late stage. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Thank you to Civic Media CEO Sage Weil for making investments in radio stations WXCO in Wausau, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll do it for you each and every day. Tomorrow we party at Hawks, though.